Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about knowing the authority. That authority is God, an authority He gave to His Son Jesus, an authority that in certain levels has been given to us to operate as representatives of Jesus, to accurately teach just as He taught with authority, an authority that doesn't come from our wisdom but from the Word of God and from sharing His truth, which is the truth. And today we want to focus in. We're talking and praying each day about some aspect of the authority that Jesus has and how that applies to us. And today we want to focus in on the authority to forgive sins. A very important authority. Mark 2, verse 10 says, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." The verse goes on, the passage goes on and tells this man to get up and walk. But the focus I want to sit on today for a moment is that authority to forgive sins. We can live with confidence when we've been washed clean by the blood of Jesus, when we've surrendered to Him, when He forgives us, that we are indeed forgiven. In fact, the Bible says that whom the Son has set free shall be free indeed. Now, I think this is important because we probably all encounter times where someone forgives us and then they don't. They take it back. Now, sometimes it's because of our attitude, because of our actions. We've not acted very repentant. We've not been contrite. We've perhaps been arrogant. And their forgiveness wasn't maybe as pure as it could have been or should have been. It was more based on our response than it was on actual forgiveness. And so because of the back and forth nature of forgiving and being forgiven here in our human flesh, we sometimes will begin to think God's a little bit like that. But when we understand that Jesus has been given the authority to forgive sins, we can live as those who are forgiven. Sometimes we have situations in life where an individual may forgive another individual and they're on good terms. They've resolved their issue, but there's still a legal issue. The person who had initially done the wrong may end up owing a fine or even going to jail, because the forgiveness offered by the offended party could only go to a certain level. But with Jesus as the authority, His forgiveness is complete. Now, granted, we can, and many have, thumb their noses at the forgiveness that Jesus has offered. They've turned to Jesus, they've asked for forgiveness, they've received forgiveness, and then they've at some point been led astray by the temptations of this world, by Satan himself, and entered back into a life of sin and become very unrepentant of that sin, have clung to that sin, have ignored what they once had. But that doesn't negate the power of God's forgiveness. It simply illustrates the free will that God has given us to choose whether we follow Him, whether we serve Him, whether we obey Him. But I think as I consider the application of Jesus having the authority to forgive sins, it ought to raise the question in my mind and in your mind, what does that demand of me in the way I forgive others? Jesus told a story of a man who owed a great debt, a sum of money which simply could not feasibly be repaid in this man's lifetime, no matter how hard he might try. Their process was one of, for lack of a better term, a debtor's prison. They would be held captive until their debt was repaid, either repaid through the efforts of those family members and friends on their behalf, or through work done while in prison. But this man begged for mercy because he knew how impossible this was. And the one to whom he owed the debt had mercy and forgave him that debt. And he goes out and immediately finds someone who owed him pocket change, a small amount that could easily be repaid by almost anyone. And he confronts this man and has him thrown in jail. When his original creditor heard about it, he was incensed. You were forgiven so much. Why can you not forgive even a little? Jesus says it's the measure in which we forgive others that we ourselves will be forgiven. It's why it's so important to grasp the concept of Jesus having the authority to forgive so that we would learn also to forgive. Jesus also said that the one who has been forgiven much will love much. And in reality, it isn't that there's such a difference in how much each of us need to be forgiven of. The difference lies in our recognition of that. When we understand just how separated from God that sin has made us, we understand the greatness of the forgiveness that draws us back to God, that allows that to even be possible. And so as we live life, it's crucial that we live with an awareness of the authority of Jesus to forgive our sins, which means He also has the authority to forgive the sins of others. In our reflection of Jesus is made evident when we learn to forgive. When we imitate through our actions, through our mindset, through our decisions, to forgive those who sin against us. Because Jesus has forgiven us for our sin against Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be made right with You, and the center of that is the work of Jesus on the cross, the payment of the penalty of our sins, and His willingness to forgive us. Not just a willingness, but His authority to forgive sins. You've given Him that authority. You've called for us to repent, to be washed clean of the sins that have muddied up our life. But you've also called us to not only live under that authority that Jesus has to forgive sins, but to imitate that, to put it into practice in the way that we forgive others. And Father, your word tells us that we are not to keep a record of the wrongs that others have done against us, just as you don't keep a record of our wrongs, that when we're forgiven, we're washed clean. In each offense, we start fresh, coming to you and finding that new mercy each morning. And so, God, today, help us to live as those who have been forgiven much, so that we would love much. And help us to forgive others, just as you, through your Son Jesus, have forgiven us. And may we lift him up as the one who sets us free, so that as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.